The following program may contain music-related fun and laughs for all ages. Listening is advised. Wake up, world. It's time for Big JD and Lippo in the morning. And here they are, your hosts, Big JD and Lippo.
Yes, that's right. We are your hosts of Big JD and Lippo in the morning.
I am Lippo.
And I'm Big JD.
How are we doing today, Big JD?
Are you asking me how we are doing today? You and I both, or just me?
How are you doing?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
It's the royal we.
It's the royal we. Ooh, I like the title. The royal we. Hey? What do you think?
Referring to urination?
Yes, I am. Of what?
Urination.
Ooh, I like that too.
What do you get when a king takes a piss? Royal we.
Wow. That's fantastic. I like it all, but I like the urination too.
Urination, there's another
one. You like that?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. We'll discuss that. Off camera. Off mic.
Off camera, what? There's cameras in here?
We'll discuss that when I get off, Mike.
It's actually really nice in here. It feels way different than it used to. When we were facing there and you had everything crammed, I feel like I'm
in it's a lot different now. Now we have this going on.
Yeah.
It's kind of a
circle
thing here.
You could even like edit surround sound in here.
Well, I always could. But it wasn't set up as
nicely.
Good for me, yeah.
Yeah. It's looking good in here, for sure. So what have you been up to? You've been working, or?
That's all I do. It's always fun stuff. Can almost not call it work, but yeah, I work like a dog, man. Right now, we're in post-production for the refugee film.
And so who's the director of that?
Crazy editing. Right here. Yours truly.
The refugee film. It's a documentary about refugees?
Yep. Newcomer youth to Windsor, Ontario, Canada.
Newcomer youth?
Yeah. Refugee youth. Okay. Newcomers.
I never heard of that word before, newcomer.
Yeah. It's a little bit nicer way of saying refugee, I think.
Right. I always refer to newcomer to something like an organization or a class or something. You got the new guy, you call him a newcomer.
Mm-hmm. And you're off now for 3 months.
April 27th is my callback date.
Oh, really? Yeah. I thought it was 3 months.
Not for me.
Why?
I'm going back 3 weeks early because
of your job?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Is that good?
Yeah, I think it's good.
Yeah.
We got to get back 1/3 of unemployment as it is.
Yeah, you get that, and you're not doing as much, probably. You're not running. The line's not running, is it?
The line's not running. It's going to be easy peasy work.
Yeah, that's pretty good then.
On with the show.
Do you have some news for us?
Well, I want to talk about a couple of things. There's the whole Dimebag Darrell's grave got desecrated.
Defamation.
The last I read was last night. Some band called Krusty Plague, or at least a guy who has an Instagram account claiming to be the band Krusty Plague, was touring through Texas, and they took a picture of Dimebag Darrell's grave, and he wrote not a very nice thing on there, and supposedly he said he spit on it, and
why did he do all this?
Because he thinks that the dudes in Pantera, they're from the South Texas. I think they may have made some racist remarks, or what these people in Krusty Plague may have construed to be racist remarks. So they said something about you racist hillbillies or something in the post on Instagram.
Do you think that people from the South are always racist because they are actually racist, or because they may have been brought up that way?
It's all about being brought up that way. It's God-fearing, Christian, right, black people are evil. The devil. They're just to be, they're not even the same.
But I would think a lot, too, think that, things, it's just supposed to be that way, and they don't really know any better, I guess.
They don't know any better. It's ignorance, absolutely. It's too bad. We can't judge these people based on their ignorance. They're brainwashed. It's really a a campaign of brainwashing your kids. When you grow up, you make them go to church every Sunday and you fear God and you're raised to believe that black people are less than white people. But anyway, that's the one thing I want to talk. You have any news? We got a short news period here.
A couple things. Yeah, Kid Rock's added some new dates to his tour for stops in Detroit or stops in. Yep. I mean, where does he live now? Does he live somewhere in
Auburn Hills?
Does he?
No, Grosse Pointe, maybe.
Yeah, but does he live here even anymore at all? Oh, like, I would think he might live someplace else now. Anyway, he added dates. He's doing 8 dates in Detroit. That's a lot of dates for, you know what I mean? And he's probably playing somewhere big. I'm not sure where it's at, but
I want to say it's DT. Yeah. Or it could be downtown. Comerica.
Yeah, either way, it's a stadium.
Stadium
and 8 shows, and it's going to be busy every night. You think? You know, so.
Yeah, it's awesome.
That's pretty cool and pretty amazing,
actually. He recently did an interview with Rolling Stone magazine, and he said,
They put musicians in Rolling Stone magazine?
Yeah, I know. And he said that Beyonce is not a, what did he call it? Like, anybody relevant. It's like her name won't last. Like, she isn't. She's the biggest thing on earth right now. But what does it tell you when she doesn't have a big, huge hit like Prince's Purple Rain or a Sweet Home
Alabama? Yeah, she supersedes her, you know, her music or any, you know what I mean? I mean, I think just her as who she is, Beyonce, you know, kind of thing.
The actress, the model.
More than
the singer.
Is more than her music or, you know, her or the any kind of lasting.
Right. Do you think Kanye West ever slept with her?
Oh, I have no idea. Just kidding. No comment.
He seems to stick up for her a lot for being married to
every year.
I mean, to someone.
Yeah, who's his wife again?
Kim Kardashian.
Right, yeah, yeah.
That is insanity. How would you even think that's a good idea to marry someone like that? Because she's so bootalicious. Yummy. I don't know. That's just saying something about him and music and.
Do you have any other news, or are we getting into today's show topic?
I also want to talk about Bunny Carlos. You know who Bunny Carlos is?
Who?
Bun E. Carlos.
Yeah, it sounds familiar. Who is that?
He's the drummer for.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's probably why.
Yeah. I've seen him on and off.
He was a bigger guy with a stash, I think. And
stash and glasses and always wore a tie.
Yeah, yeah.
Always dressed
Cheap
up.
Trick.
Cheap Tricks is the band, yeah. And I've seen those guys at least a dozen times.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I love them. I really like Cheap Trick.
I guess. That's a lot of times.
And every time they play, Bunny isn't always playing. I always wondered what the deal was with that. But
He wasn't always playing when you saw them?
Yeah.
Huh.
Kind of weird, eh? And even the last time I saw him at the casino, he was playing with them.
A lot of times it's about the drummer for me.
Obviously, you thought Papa Roach was a different band without the drummer.
Yeah, when I went and saw Papa Roach, they didn't have the original drummer, and I was like, I
turned around and I walked out.
Unhappy.
You wanted your money back, right?
He was a great drummer, man. David Buckner.
Buckner.
He was married to Steven Tyler's daughter, too. But good drummer, man.
Obviously.
And not with Papa Roach.
Well, he didn't have to be a Papa Roach anymore when he was married to Liv Taylor.
I don't think he's really done much after, you know what I mean?
So. Doesn't have to. Sitting by the pool doing lines.
Yeah, I guess whatever, but I want to record an album with him.
Well, get your bass player, dude.
Huh? Get a bass player?
Yeah, get your bass player guy that you want to do bass for the stuff that you recorded in the 90s. Whoever you want to do bass for that.
That's got to be more of a punk dude, though.
You think Mr. Buckner knows any punk?
Oh, that's not what I would do with him.
Oh, no.
No, I want to do a hard rock metal
hard album rock
with him.
Metal?
Yeah.
Bloody hell. Does he know?
Oh, I got to play the Punk Tree stuff. I should play one of those songs. It's Nothing's Finished, though.
Okay. Punk Tree?
Punk Tree. Country Punk.
Country Punk.
Well, it's pretty good. My buddy Rob's really good.
They do a lot of that, don't they?
Who?
Me First and the Gimme Gimmes?
They do they put out a CD that was country. It's called Love Their Country, and they did Eastbound and Down, Loaded Up and Trucking. They did Jolene.
Awesome.
What's her name? Dolly Parton.
Excuse me?
They did Jesus.
Delicious coffee, Big JD.
Good thing we're not syndicated here.
Save that for the video show.
No burping on the video show.
It's so easy to edit out a burp, though, on audio. Right?
But will I?
No, not on this show. I'm just saying it's easy. But we do video and I burp. It's like, phew, how am I going to get that out of there?
Yeah. I don't know. No, it's not that difficult either.
Just kidding.
Depends on what was going on at the time.
That's right. It depends what's going on
at the time. Can we cut away? Can we, you know?
And one other thing I want to mention was Led Zeppelin's Physical Graffiti album was released, the remastered version, when they come out with extra tracks. And
did you get that at all yet?
Yes.
The album? No, the CD. The download, no, I downloaded whatever. It. I mean, did they put it out on vinyl too? I wonder if they did. And
absolutely.
Have you listened to that? Is it a lot different than the other? Did you A/B it at all? Or
A/B the old stuff to the new stuff? Yeah. Well, the new stuff is it's
does
more,
it really
it's
sound
hotter,
hotter, and punchier, or anything like? Do they actually that's master the word. That? Like he, totally?
Yeah,
they remastered
totally.
Huh. I have to check that out.
You have to check it out. It's really good. I only mention it because Led Zeppelin 1 is my favorite band, and my favorite album by Led Zeppelin is Physical Graffiti.
All right. Well, you've got some Boston rag on tap, so tell us about that, and then we'll get into today's show topic, which is, by the way, what?
Publications, music publications, media.
So music publications and or music
shows, something like
media formats or whatever.
Big JD and Lipo in the morning. We talk about. Are we going to be talking about ourselves? Ooh,
let's talk about ourselves when we come back. So tell me about the Boston Rag here.
Boston Rag, I believe it's off the album Asia, and it's Boston Rag. It's a song about a magazine that was discontinued in the city of Boston, where Steely Dan is from.
Right, magazines. That's a slang term for magazine, I guess. Rag.
Yes, it is. Yeah. We'll be right back.
Yeah, cool tune.
Have you ever seen Steely Dan?
No, I haven't.
Neither have I.
No? They were here, too.
I know.
Yeah. I'm surprised you're not going to the shows at the casino. We just put in for some cool new interviews for South Detroit Soundhouse, so. I have stuff coming here and Detroit, but.
Have you ever been at the venue at one of the casinos over there? I think it's Motor City? The soundboard?
Yeah, Motor City Soundboard, yeah.
You've been there?
I saw Thin Lizzy there.
And what kind of venue is that? Compared to, let's say, the Casino Coliseum?
From what I recall, smaller.
Smaller, okay.
Yeah. It's a pretty small venue, but a high stage, like a Harpo's type thing. Uh-huh. Pretty cool. Nice, smaller place. There's some balcony that you can stand around on the outside or whatever, but it's like a concert type looking venue, you know? Not like, there's no tables or anything in front kind of thing.
Yeah.
So, like our Coliseum, right?
Yes.
Coliseum doesn't have tables or anything.
It's you could put tables, and they have put tables down
for
certain events.
Yeah, no, there's no room for tables in the front of this place. There's an aisle way in the front, but you can sit right in the front and look up at the stage, and they're right there. It's pretty cool.
Awesome. And you saw Thin Lizzy there.
Thin Lizzy, yeah.
This is obviously after Phil Lynott died.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. A couple weeks later.
Couple weeks. His last name, the dude, Gorham, is that who you saw?
Scott Gorham, yeah. Scott. Interviewed him on You Talking to Me, and so I went and saw them, and they had Vivian Campbell was playing guitar with them.
Awesome.
And Marco Mendoza was the bass player, not to be confused with Mark Mendoza from Twisted Sister. And the original drummer...
Of Thin Lizzy?
Singer Ricky... I forget his name now. Really good, though.
Ricky Ricardo?
No.
Rick Derringer?
No. He was from, I don't know who he all played with. I want to say he was with, he might have been with GNR for a bit or something, or somebody.
A lot of,
he was a good singer, and he played guitar as well.
Okay. Cool.
It was a good show.
It's funny. Gorham, I just saw that last name because I was watching the movie Paper Moon last night.
Mm-hmm.
Classic movie with Tatum and her dad, Ryan O'Neal.
Mm-hmm.
In the town where there is a train station, it's called Gorham.
Oh, yeah?
And it made me think of that dude. Then Lizzie.
Paper Moon, was that the one that's based on Andy Kaufman or something like that?
Nope. This is an old movie, and I'm sure
I'm not sure what I'm thinking of.
The movie before that. I think it was a remake.
It's only a paper moon hanging over a cardboard sky.
That song is in the movie.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
Nice. You're at a carnival. Sinatra.
Yeah. I'm going to say that the version wasn't Sinatra, though.
Yeah.
Because it takes place in the 30s, I think, Paper Moon. Actual time period.
Hmm.
Yeah. So let's talk about what the show is on. Magazines and media. When I think of something else besides magazines and shows specifically tied to music, there's That Metal Show with the DJs there, Eddie Trunk and... he has a couple sidekicks. I won't even remember the other guy's name, though.
Yeah, That Metal Show?
Yeah. Can you think of the guy? No.
No. I don't really... I mean, yeah, I haven't seen much of that, really. Like, I've seen a few things here and there on there or whatever, but most notably Anvil.
Oh, you saw Anvil on that show?
Yeah.
Who we were talking about pre-show as well?
Were we? We were talking about
Anvil. No, I'm sorry. I'm thinking Anthrax.
Oh, yeah, right. Oh, Motor Sister. I meant to find that on iTunes for you to check out. Really, really cool. With the Mother Superior singer, guitar player, and Scott Ian. Cool. Really cool.
Mother Joey Superior. Vera. That's a cool name for a band.
Motor Sister?
No, well, that too.
What did you say?
Mother Superior.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty cool too, I guess, yeah.
Beatles tune.
Mother Superior, jump the gun. Is that what it is? Jump the gun?
Yeah.
Mother Superior, jump the gun.
I wonder if there's any sexual innuendo in that ordeal. Jim Florentine was the guy I was trying to think of. Eddie Trunk and Jim Florentine. Jim. The other guy. And there's another guy, Don Jameson. I have no idea where he's from or what he does or whatever, but they get everybody on there. Like, anybody who's anybody's been on the metal show, that metal show.
Yeah.
Magazines.
Kerrang.
Is that one of the first ones you've ever
looked at? European metal magazine, it's always been. I haven't really bought magazines for a long time. Sometimes I'll catch a digital version of something, but it's not that often that I get to read a magazine these days, really, or go and actually buy a magazine now. I think the music's a lot different music now, and I'm just not into as much of the stuff today, I guess. I don't know. But there was, remember Cream magazine? That was really cool back in the day. And they would come with, it was always great when the magazine had a poster in it.
Yes, which they did a lot of. Put posters in the magazines.
Yeah, yeah. I remember, and I still, somewhere, I probably still have my Sabbath poster from probably Cream magazine. And what was really cool about it is, if I recall correctly, and I think it was Sabbath on both sides of it. It was two-sided poster with Sabbath. And that comes from the day when you read these short articles on the bands and stuff like that. But it was early days of the bands, too. And so the media wasn't as, you know, like, the media back then for these bands was a lot different. You know what I mean? It didn't divulge so much information. There were still some secretism to them. You know what I mean? Kind of thing. And now they're like, they got their own TV shows and everything, everybody, and they're all on, you know what I mean? It's like, we talked about that before.
How the media nowadays just makes it almost impossible to hide, I guess you'd say. It's harder to stay out of the limelight.
Yeah, you know everything about them now, and now they come across as regular people, right? Like Iommi or Jimmy Page or anybody. I mean, they're just like, you see how, like, they're just like anybody, which they obviously were before too, but with more secretism to them, and you don't have as much information or access to a lot of information on them, then, you know, you consider them these gods, right?
Right.
Which now the gods part of them is not in the forefront anymore. It's like, you know, they're this god of rock or whatever, but you know everything else about them and their family life and their kids and their, you know what I mean, and yep, problems, and they're just like you. You know what I mean?
They're worse off than I am. I'm glad I'm not.
Well, you know what I mean, metaphorically speaking.
I don't want to be no god, please. No god for me.
No.
No. yeah. So that's Cream. Cream, like you say, back in the day, they were trendsetters in what was to become modern age rock and roll, I would think. Mm-hmm. They had writers that were true music critics, I think, and really understood a lot of the music that was coming out back in the day that would eventually pave the way for a lot of other stuff.
Yeah.
Whereas I think a lot of the stuff now is just so 15 minutes. Like, you know, it's like something new comes out.
Yeah, not every... Things last for a shorter period of time these days, whereas, you know, back in the day, things were around for a long time. But then what happened to them? Did the digital age come and they didn't conform to that? Or, like, what happened to Cream magazine?
It's still around.
You can still get Cream?
Still get Cream, yeah.
Okay, Cream online.
And you can buy the...
Doesn't look like it's showing anything from the Cream that I used to know. But then again, music's changed a lot, so...
Right, to sell magazines, you got to figure out who your demographic is. Is it the 50-year-old guy who was buying your magazine when he was 17 years old? Do you have a following with your magazine? I'm sure some do, especially in nowadays, to actually come out with a paper magazine. It's a great experience to read,
I think. Only a paper rag.
Only a paper rag.
Ooh, that would be messy. But moving right along.
Like I said, it's a great experience, especially with high glossy photos, color, and, you know, the nice layouts on paper. It's interesting to look
at. That's too costly now.
It is very costly to have a staff and writers and to actually...
There was a metal magazine that was out of Toronto, I think it was, or Mississauga or something like that back in the day, called Metallion Magazine. Very cool. Nice, thinner magazine, nice paper, though, and everything. And I had the whole collection and everything. We were in a lot of them. But it was a pretty cool magazine. And then remember back in the day, I don't know how familiar you are with, but it was a big thing in metal was, and I think some other more obscure music in that too, back in the day, was fanzines.
Yes.
And they were really personal. Like, people would make them, mail them out to everybody. Fanzines. Right. And they were photocopied.
Yeah, photocopied cool and stapled together. Or someone actually had three hole punches in them. And they were bound together with whatever. And they'd send them out to fans. That was the... And you'd give them your actual home address, and they'll put it in
an envelope
and
send it to you. Yeah, that stuff was so cool, man.
Yeah, it's really cool. Because like you say, it was all handmade. Someone who's on the road in a bus or in a van, and they're just drawing like what they saw last night. And,
yeah, yeah.
You know, just doodling and writing stuff out.
Yeah.
And,
what about a local one out of Detroit? Metro Times was always a pretty cool thing full of music and lots of other things.
And yeah, it was a scene. It was a scene.
And they still have that, I think, now.
Yeah.
But Jam Rag Magazine was pretty cool out of Clinton Township or something like that. Or what's the other one that starts with a... not Clinton.
Canton.
That's where it was from. Canton, Michigan. Jam Rag Press.
That rings a bell.
It was a cool thing, too.
Were you guys in that?
We were in that a lot, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we played in Detroit a lot, too. But Jam Rag was a cool local... it was a pretty cool thing to be in at the time. You know what I mean? Jam Rag was a kind of a big deal around here.
Sure. Yep.
Metro Times, too.
I want to say Jam Rag was not a...
No, it was small.
It was a small, yeah.
Yeah, Jam Rag was really small, like a small little booklet-looking thing.
Okay.
I think you might be right, though. I think at one time, I want to say, yeah, probably prior to the small one, it was a bigger...
Tabloid
shape. I can't remember which way it went. If they switched after and it was more of a bigger newsy paper kind of thing or something. I think it was at one time.
Newsy paper.
Newsy papery kindy thingy.
You want to play another song or two?
Yeah, let's play some music. This is Nirvana, Come As You Are, live from the MTV Unplugged. Mm-hmm. And I chose that because it's a show, right? Music show. MTV.
Unplugged. Yeah.
Come as you are, as you were, as I want you to be, as a friend, as unknown enemy. Take your time, hurry up, just as yours, don't be late. Take a rest, as a friend. Yeah.
Coming to you from the Windsor, Detroit area and podcast worldwide, you're listening to Big JD and Lippo in the Morning.
Okay, we're going to play another song by the Wilson sisters, Nancy and...
They're coming again, too.
Yes, they are.
Okay. Have you seen them live?
Yes, I have.
Okay.
Back in the day, before... what's the other sister's name? Nancy and...
Ann
and Nancy, yeah, before they transformed into whatever they transformed into. I haven't seen them since then, but back in their heyday, this is Little Queen. I believe this is off of...
the Little Queen album. No.
Is that what it's called?
I thought it was Freddie Mercury you were playing.
No. I don't remember the album. I'll tell you when the song's over.
Little Queen. Dog and Butterfly.
It ain't Dog and Butterfly.
I don't know. Okay. We'll let them know after.
Yes.
Now you hide on the breast of the day, little queen, making your fashion play, little queen. Nobody knows your melancholy mind, little queen. Away from the sellers, the paper said, you hide on the rest of the day, little queen, making your passion play, little queen. Nobody knows your melancholy mind, little queen, yeah, little queen. Making your passion play, little queen. No!
Yeah, so there you go. And
the album is Little Queen, you're right. That's what it was called.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
It's probably, of all the Heart CDs or albums, whatever, that was probably one of my favorites.
I couldn't really remember all the names of their albums, but cool stuff.
Yeah, for sure. And what I find in that era there when I was, I don't even remember how old I was, 16 years old, it seems like albums got away with putting less music on them. Like there was like 34 minutes
on there wasn't something. Much time on a record album.
No, but there were some that were full, whereas there was like on some albums you have that much between the paper in the middle and the end of the
last right song. Yeah.
So you could do you know how long an album is in real life? 40 minutes.
What album?
An album.
Oh,
if you were, album. Yeah, if you were to play right to the paper, how long
can you get actually on a record album? Oh yeah, I'm not sure.
Come on.
I wouldn't say the longest album was even more than 44, 45, 47 minutes.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. 45 minutes.
Yeah.
If you know the answer to that question,
then call us at 222-2222.
Oh.
Area code 222.
Are you wearing a tutu?
Yeah.
Hello.
The lines are lighting up, folks. And we'll go with caller number 3. So we're talking about East of the Rockies.
East of the Rockies, for
sure. Are we?
We are east of the Rockies, yes.
Okay, so we're talking about music publications of all formats. And we talked a little bit about magazines, fanzines, rags, jam rag, presses. Mm-hmm. A little bit about TV shows. What other media forms are there? Like,
that's a good question. Besides, like a TV show, radio show,
besides a show or podcast, a radio,
something like this,
podcast. Yeah. Let's talk about Big JD and Lipo in the morning.
I'll talk about you if you talk about me. You can
subscribe free in iTunes.
What?
We haven't told you that since the first show, probably. You can go to our Facebook page.
Our first big page. I think it's
facebook.com/ Big JD and Lipo.
In the morning, isn't it?
Maybe. You'll find it. You'll find it.
Guaranteed you'll find it.
First one that finds it wins the contest. We should have contests.
New show. We'll put that in the new show. Once we get
maybe
the crazy amount of subscribers you think we might be able to get.
Yeah, we'll let everybody know about that new show.
No, we're not going to tell it. If you're listening to this show, it's a secret show
we're going to do. It's for nobody but us.
We will not mention
it. Kind of like this show.
The show that will not be named.
We won't even air them.
Yes,
we will. We won't even run the cameras. That'd be sweet.
Well, we do that every time I come here.
Should we record an audio version of it as well?
You could release that, I suppose, as a podcast.
Yeah.
Just for people who are into the Big JD and Lipo experience in their ears.
Yeah.
Yeah. You could do that for sure. Everybody else does that.
I mean, you might want to listen to it at work.
There's an audio version, I think, of almost
everything. We'll do it for Lipo so we can listen to it at work.
I don't have time for that stuff anymore. I'm not.
Nobody got time for that.
No. Not doing the dreary stuff anymore, at least, anyway.
Not doing the what?
The dreary stuff where you're putting 10,000 nuts on vans as they go by every day. I'm not doing that anymore.
Do you wear your headphones on and all that?
No.
No?
I can't. I'm listening to a radio.
Like shut it off. It's got an on and off switch. Shut it off. Oh, sorry. I didn't have it on.
I've heard that.
I was listening to my radio show.
I've heard that excuse somewhere before.
Hit Parade. That might have been where that Black Sabbath poster was from. Remember Hit Parade?
I do remember it, yep.
And everything was full of rock and roll.
Well, yeah, that was what was going on.
Yeah, I know.
Rock and roll. There were purists, and then there was the people who were trying to be more popular, which they would kind of lean towards. There was always somebody, right? There was your Donny Osmond or your... who was that kid's name? He had a TV show after. There was your Rick Springfield. Guaranteed Peter Frampton was on the cover of Hit Parade without his shirt on. And he hated every minute of it.
Metal Hammer was another big metal magazine.
It's Metal Hammer.
Like Kerrang. Hammer.
Kerrang!
What else was there?
I'm thinking Billboard magazine.
Oh, Billboard magazine, yeah.
That has everything to do with charts. So you can tell how popular one thing is. And charts are big for musicians, that's for sure. Back in the day,
yep,
they looked at the charts all the time, and so did managers and that, the administration part of any band. Go ahead.
You know what?
Have you seen the movie Supermensch?
Supermensch?
No. Yeah. Mm-mm. Okay. It's about Shep Gordon.
Oh, yeah?
He managed, first he managed Alice Cooper.
Mm-hmm.
And then he went on to manage a lot of people.
You got the movie?
Do I have the movie?
Yeah.
Well, I have it right here.
Whoosh. Is it on your... I'll rent it from you.
Rent it from me. There we go. Now
remind me about it, though. I'd like to see it. Superman, I'll put that on my list with the studio movie there I haven't seen yet. I know what the other movie was. It just popped into my mind that you told me about before, and I haven't seen it. I think it was about Ginger Baker, I want to say.
Beware of Mr. Baker.
Yeah. You have that?
Do I have it? What does that mean?
You know, the DVD.
Store-bought. Yes, I do have the DVD. I'll come over and watch it with you someday.
Well,
better yet, why don't you come to my house?
At least, yeah. Okay, we'll watch it at your place over tea. Finalize our show plans and sign the contracts and all that stuff.
Sign the waivers.
We got to waive every show.
No, it just gets
oh,
JD and OMS Entertainment all the rights to everything. Sign right here, Mr. LeBlanc.
I'm going to make you a star.
And I'll put it on my tree.
Paper mache, and I'll bring it over. Paper's
nice. I prefer metal.
What if you just make it out of mache? Forget the paper. Save a tree. Just make it out of mache. What is the mache part of paper mache?
Glue.
Homemade glue out of flour and water.
Baking soda.
Paste.
Wasn't it baking soda?
No, I think it was flour.
I think you're right. Now that you say that. Flour and water.
And cut up paper bits and pieces. Let's listen to another song.
Let's!
This is Kiss. Come On and Love Me. And I chose that because she saw his picture in a...
magazine.
Yeah, what does he say? I'm a picture in a magazine. Music magazine, does he say?
I can't...
You're in a music magazine. I think that's it. Anyway, Come On and Love Me, Kiss.
Live?
Nope.
Don't you hesitate, 'cause I just can't wait. Baby, won't you? if I get arrested, 'cause tonight they'll need more than a ball and chain. I don't care who's interested, I'm coming into town just the same. I've been so alone, I've been feeling blue, I think I need a little food or two. Be my friend, tell me where that place is, where the whiskey flows and the dice is rolled till dawn. My baby's done me wrong, you must have guessed it, my heart's so low, I think it must be told, that I don't wanna know where east and west is, 'cause pretty soon I won't feel the cold. When I'm walking down Main Street, feel no pain, along come a cop, he can take my name and explain to me what a federal case is. I'm mixing the barley with the grape again. Look out, bright city lights, they make you feel alright. I'm right or wrong, and tomorrow never comes. I don't care if I get investigated, and the city fathers, they all black my name. I'm pretty sure that you can smell the traces, but tomorrow morning I'll take all the blame. I've been feeling bad and feeling blue, I think I need a little whiskey or two. God, brother, you look like you could do with it too. It's true. Tonight I'll sleep on a walking cane.
That's the amazing Rory Gallagher there with Barley.
The late amazing Rory Gallagher.
Is he as late as me? I'm a pretty late
Nobody's
guy.
As late as you.
Today, but I'm normally late.
You're late. You're a week late for the show.
No! Yes, Rory Gallagher is no longer with us, and that was the
Barley. Did you ever see him live?
Barley and Grape Rag.
Saw him three times.
I'm sure it was an awesome show. I
enjoyed every one of them, too.
Yeah, he's... I've seen live video of him, and of course, there's that stuff there, which was live. It's amazing to hear that kind of, you can just feel, he was like a Stevie Ray Vaughan kind of thing. Like, you just tell all this energy's flowing out of the one guy.
Yeah, just so natural. Really. And I think I probably told you the story before, but it was with, I went and saw Rush with Max Webster. And you saw that, I think.
Yep.
Well, he played. And didn't you say you were late? I think it was Joe Louis.
Joe
and
Lewis.
And he played before them.
Really? Before Max Webster?
Yeah.
Rory Gallagher and then Max Webster.
Had no idea really who he was at the time. Like, I didn't really know Rory Gallagher or anything. And I remember one particular song that I really remembered from there. And I looked and looked and looked for it. And it was the days before, I mean, I don't know if I had a computer or anything even. And I finally found, you know, what it was from or what record album or whatever, found something by him. And from there, I was just like really hooked.
Yeah.
Then saw him a couple more times.
I probably saw him.
Like, you might have seen him then. Yeah.
There's tons of acts when there's three bands on the bill.
Yeah.
The first band usually is a distant memory, but and it's even hard for some of the bands backing up the headliners to be memorable.
Or usually it's the headliner, there's a pretty big band backing them up, and then somebody local or somebody that you don't really know who it is or that doesn't matter, and you know, you get there during or to see the first band, like, you know, what you call the first band before the headliner. Meanwhile, there was another band or two that played before that you didn't know or care about.
Right.
So you don't see them.
Yeah, I would have to say I was guilty of that back in the day, but nowadays I want to see the whole bill.
And I'm just a bill.
You get turned on to a lot of really good music. That was how I got turned on to Bright Light Social Hour. Hmm. Went and saw Big Sugar, and those guys were one of many on a long bill. Like, that we saw them in the daytime. And going to Toronto to see him on April 15th at the Horseshoe Tavern.
Mm-hmm.
Meet you there. Anybody who listens to the show in Toronto area, come meet me at the Horseshoe Tavern on April 15th.
We had a Horseshoe Tavern here at one time.
And it burned down, right?
Yeah, I think it burned down, yeah.
How does that happen?
Well, fire.
And insurance go together like Horseshoe Tavern's burning down.
Like gas and matches. Are there any other television shows that you can think of offhand that are music-based or related?
Awesome.
Oh, Midnight Special. There was Don Kirshner's...
Rock concert.
There was Rock-a-Palast.
Rock-a-Palast,
I don't know if that was on here, was it? And the old Grey Whistle Test.
Oh,
they were awesome. British things or something, weren't they?
The Grey Whistle Test
Rock-a-Palast was... Rock-a-Palast was German, I think.
German on WGR, and they still make those shows today.
Good shows, too. Oh. And if you look on YouTube for the old concerts that were there and stuff, man, they're great old concerts.
Amazing.
Cool stuff. And you can, and I can't believe like all the great, cool stuff on YouTube. Full shows.
We should have a show on there.
We're going to.
Ta-da! Are we closing in on something?
We're definitely closing in. I think it's time to go, actually.
Right. What are we talking about next week?
Next week? What are we talking about next week?
I think I would like to talk about is something similar. You can say no if you got something better. But
I don't have anything in mind.
Genres is definitely one of our things, right?
Yeah, yeah.
We
need to do 10 a year.
Yeah, we're not doing a very good job of that, are we?
Well, if we did a show a week, we might be able to squeeze them in.
Squeeze in. Can we do like something that's popular, like rap or pop music or like stuff that Beyonce is singing or Kanye singing?
He's stuck on Beyonce now.
I do have a...
Leave alone for a week and look what happens.
Yeah, she's hot. There's no doubt about it. But I'm not going to... We don't even have to mention her if we don't want to. Do you have an idea for a show?
That's all we've been mentioning all show.
I know.
I'm going to run up to your mic and say that Beyonce should be co-hosting.
I'd listen if she was on here. No, I wouldn't. Wouldn't give her the time of day.
Well, what? You want to do some other popular kind of music as a genre?
Yes.
You want? What do you want to do? What kind of music? You want to do pop? You want to do rap? You want to do electronic? What do you want to do?
Not electronic. No, but I would do at some point. I really want to talk. I would love to talk about that because
house music.
Right across the river, there's a huge electronic music festival up here. It's like
electronic music is big.
People from all over the world come to the Detroit one because it's kind of like techno industrial. It's kind of where it's sort of.
Let's do the show live on location.
That one, maybe we could get an interview.
Yeah.
Learn about the genre of music.
Culture. The culture.
The drummer from Bright Light Social Hour, which I just talked about earlier, he DJs, like does that. He makes electronic music.
Do that again. The sound was fantastic.
You'll just have to loop that.
I will.
Cut it out and loop it. You got all your fancy software there?
All the fancy software. Things sliding back and forth and up and down.
It's crazy fun. It all looks important. So is that all right with you?
Yeah, but what?
Like pop music.
You want to do pop music?
Yeah.
Okay.
What constitutes pop music now?
What constitutes pop?
And how did it kind of go?
So what constitutes as pop music?
Right.
What are we looking at? What do we...
Whatever Billboard charts...
Top 40?
Yeah, I think it's top 40.
Pop, rock, pop.
Pop.
Just pop.
Yeah, what's popular. What's got the heaviest rotation on every...
And some radio. Not so popular. Because there's some really cool pop bands that either aren't around anymore, or a lot of cool British pop stuff. I'd love
to. Yeah, that sounds awesome. Let's do that. All right.
Morning show goes pop next week on Big JD and Lipo in the Morning.
Thanks for listening, everybody. See you next week.
See ya.
Be sure to join us here next week for more Big JD and Lipo in the Morning. Subscribe to the podcast free in iTunes, and don't forget to like the Big JD and Lipo Facebook page.